Yo, what's up, YouTube? Welcome to the Coffee Pot. My name is Shisha Zed.
Drink the coffee. It'll make you feel better.
Let's get it.
I've had a guy that's, like, legit been in love with me after, like, 2 dates, and I'm like, you're so annoying.
Wow. Yeah. That's so sad, I feel like.
It's kind of sad. So it sucks, because then you want the good guy who's going to do that, but I guess, I don't know.
I think in reality, every girl wants a good guy, but because of whatever the female instinct, hormone, whatever you guys got going on, it's like, bad boys.
Yeah.
So he pursued me a year prior to this. Yes.
Right.
And so he kept trying, and he would see me out.
Within that year he pursued you, what made you not want him?
I thought he was too nice. I thought I would walk all over him, and I was going.
I thought he was too nice.
She thought wrong.
Oh, I did. I thought wrong.
I don't know what it is. There is this thought out there, this desire out there. I want me a soldier. I want me a hard dude. I want me this and that and the other thing. And those are the worst guys to get because they're not nice to you. You get a nice guy and you're worried, like, I don't want him. Why wouldn't you want a nice guy? I mean, they always say nice guy finish last. That's because women are foolish.
I agree.
I think boys just need to be nicer. That's all.
Men?
Boys. I like them young.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Not too young, not like illegal young.
Sounds bad. I was with my boyfriend. Last year, I started talking to this guy who's in a band. Ended up visiting him. Like, I drove to LA, spent 3 days with him, and he said, break with your boyfriend, move to LA. It was like, went there on a Friday. That Monday, I broke with my boyfriend, who I was with for 5.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For the guy in the band, good guys do not finish first, it turns out. Was he a great guy?
Oh, the band guy? Awful.
No, the first guy.
Oh, he was such a good guy.
And you left him for this piece of shit.
Of course.
The band guy probably was not
going to
work out.
Fresh and Phil write about everything. God.
That's hilarious. This is the moment that Adam realized Fresh and Fit were right about everything. Right. Listen, man, women don't like nice guys. And some of you need to hear that over and over and over and over again because you don't like that coffee.
No, I'll have a tea, actually.
Till this day, I would get guys in my comment section talking about how good women still exist. Yeah, they exist. But they're also not looking for nice guys. Stop being a nice guy. Also, stop being too good to these women. You know, I saw this quote recently that made a lot of sense to me. It said, we often don't need to be taught. We just need to be reminded. Some of you need to be reminded. This is your reminder. Stop being too nice, bro. Stop being too nice. Stop being too good to these women. That's not how you improve, especially when it comes to women, well, in life in general. That word nice guy could easily be switched out with a man who has respect for himself, a man who has expectations, has standards. And when you become that guy, now all of a sudden you become the a-hole. That's all that it takes, man. You have some self-respect, you start standing up for yourself. Now you're no longer the quote unquote nice guy. There are plenty of good men out there. There are plenty of great men out there who aren't necessarily nice. Being nice is living up to other people's expectations. Don't be that, because you'll never reach other people's expectations, especially women, and they can sense the nice guy because all of them all want the same thing, man. They want to bust those cheeks. Bottom line, they know that. One guy thinks that he deserves it because he's nice. The other guy is just going to be himself, be honest with himself, and say, you know what? I'm not going to tolerate this. I expect this. This is what I'm looking for. And if you're not going to be that, well, you know, you can kick rocks fast, not slow. She can't look up to you. She can't fully trust you if she knows that you're not able to stand up for yourself. The guy who has self-respect is attractive to a woman because that lets her know that, like, hey, if I'm in a situation where this man needs to stand up for himself, he will. He will stand up for me too, right? If he can stand up for himself to me, and he isn't trying to please me, that means he can stand up for himself in a situation where I need him to protect. And that's just what it is, man. Far too many men out here are too nice. They put these women up on pedestals. They feed the delusion a lot of these women want. Far too many. This space online, this male space, is a very, very small space of the plenty of men out there who are ready to simp at the drop of a hat. Don't be one of those men. That is not good coffee.
Put that coffee down.
As always, man, leave your comments down below. Let me know what you guys think of the content. Listen, I appreciate you guys for checking out another episode of The Coffee Pod. Till next time, man, I'm out. Peace.